Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Doing better with the warm weather.
Yeah, and you're just in season, man. You're sporting that KN hat proudly here in the studio.
Harley.
Just baseball time, right?
Yeah, and a lot of long snapper time for not so little man.
Absolutely. And well, and some decent weather to be out there doing it in, finally. I tell you what, it was nice to go to a lacrosse game and a track match and not have my, you know, down jacket on, barely getting through. So
yeah.
I'm liking this. We're getting a little taste of Tri-City's awesome sunshine life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have also with us in-house our resident in-house lending specialist, Mike Denslow with Home Street. Mike, how are you doing over there?
Hot.
Yes.
Hot.
Good. I like it. Bring it on.
I had some clients here in from Southern California, and it was the day we had that crazy windstorm and the dust and everything. And I was talking to them on the phone late on a Friday.
That was Friday last week. Yeah.
And they were like, hey, does this happen very often? I was like, no.
Yeah. I mean, noon, it was perfect and beautiful. Yep. And by, I think, 3:30, holy smokes.
Yeah.
So, that is, we do occasionally. This is that time of year, May, June, when we'll see some of those come through. But,
well, hopefully we don't have, we've got a hydroplane test session coming up here in a few weeks, June 1st. And we're going to have a whole bunch of boats here. So we're hoping that That day is calm.
Let's get through that and have it be calm for sure.
And I was trying to get Jimmy Shane, our driver of our Home Street boat, on the show. Maybe next weekend. We'll see if he's available. But he works for Blue Origin. He's down in Texas. They just launched a rocket. And he said, sorry, the cell service is really bad where I'm at. And
gotcha.
So
absolutely,
we'll keep trying.
But I can parlay that into my crazy celebrity real estate story.
Stop.
Yes. So Jeff Bezos.
Oh, Blue Origin.
Okay, yeah. Blue Origin, and better known to most, Amazon. Also, richest man in the world.
Really?
I believe it is in the world. Okay, so I reported back in 2016, one of the celebrity real estates, the featured properties, was that he had purchased for $23 million a 27,000 square foot mansion in Washington, D.C., because he's also, he owns the Washington Post also. And so, and I think too, I'm not totally up on all this, but I believe there will be a second Amazon headquarters on the East Coast somewhere in that range. And so you got to think he's going to be, you know, Seattle's home base, but I think he needs an East Coast home base also. So blueprints have come out, and he actually has bought an adjoining property and is making it one mega mansion. So this is going to be, on top of spending the $23 million for purchase, he's undergoing a $12 million expansion and remodel that includes 11 bedrooms, 25 bathrooms, which, I mean, I'm okay at math, but that's two bathrooms for every bedroom?
Well, no, I think it's one bathroom for every 1,000 square feet.
Okay, got you. Perfect. Five living rooms, two elevators, a solarium. I mean, the list goes on and on. But, I mean, this really will become, I think, one of those just iconic homes. Both of the homes that is going through the renovation, also both places are listed on the National Register of Historic Places. One of them was built in 1912 by Jefferson Memorial architect John Russell Pope. So a lot of history here, and I can't imagine the type of hoops that he has to jump through to not only go through permitting and all of this, but also to comply with the National Registry of Historic Homes.
I think whatever those hoops are, he can afford it.
I think he can afford it for sure. But this will be like an iconic Washington, D.C., probably be the largest personal residence in Washington, D.C. So when you're looking at this, this, I think, will be one of those homes that, you know, like when you go back east now, you're like, oh, that the Vanderbilts built that, or the Fords built that back in there, or the Carnegies back in the day. I think of our time period, this will become one of those iconic homes that when you're back there, you see, you know, our kids of our kids will be
star tours,
you know, star tours on that. So it'll be interesting to see as the pictures come out about that. And, you know, hopefully, you know, 3, 4, 5, you know, years from now, you'll hear about parties or dignitaries that I'm sure were entertained at this house and on that list. And maybe one day yourself, Mike, be back there at the house.
I doubt it.
So that is my crazy celebrity real estate story. Super fun article to go through. They had some of the preliminary drawings on there. They actually, interestingly enough, they actually obtained the blueprints for the renovations through a public records request is how they got out ahead of time. So at some point, those became available to a news agency who then put the article out. So very, very cool story to jump online, Google that, and check that out. So one of the topics we always like to take that what is happening in real time in the real estate business, and then bring that to our show topic. And so Mike and I were kicking around some ideas, and Mike had sent me over a topic about, hey, the real estate market and the lending market is kind of heating up. It's the weather's getting hot. We hit 85. What happens in the real estate market when the weather gets hot, and what do you need to know to be properly prepared for that? And so prime example of this and just real life stuff that happens this week is, you know, on our property management side, we had a tenant call us earlier in the week on, I think it was Wednesday, and say, hey, my backyard is completely flooded. And so, of course, immediately we're like, extra water from the sprinklers or flooded? No, completely flooded. And so typical for this time of year, one of the things that had happened is the adjoining property sits at an elevation higher, and that property had had an irrigation pipe break. And it wasn't just one
failure.
It wasn't just one of the cycles that was broken and running for 20 minutes at a time. And this was like the main pressure line feeding it had broken. Flooded, completely flooded the backyard, and then had completely filled the crawl space with water. And so, I mean, we had to mobilize, you know, restoration right away, get some pumps out there for our owners, and start drying out that crawl space. So what are one of the things that can happen when the weather heats up? Well, you're turning on sprinklers. And when you're turning on irrigation water and turning on sprinklers, and twice last week too, just these are things that happened during the course of business, where our signs had been installed and the irrigation water came on, lo and behold, the spike that holds the sign up and the hole that got dug, there was an irrigation line break from when that sign was installed, from the for sale sign. So one of the first things I wrote down when Mike came and gave me this topic is I put, okay, well, there's three real life examples. And the number one thing I wrote down is when the weather starts to get warm like this, having a double check, either if you don't do it yourself, having your landscaper come over, walk through the cycles on your sprinkler system. And then that first month, especially if you're on like city water, compare your water usage in your bill to the previous year's same month and startup. Because a lot of times, if it's a small leak or a small puncture, you might not see the big obvious bubble in the lawn or the river of water flowing into your crawl space.
Yeah, it might be underground, right?
Yeah, it might be just starting to where, oh, wow, gosh, last year this time my water bill was $120, and this time period this year it's $170, you know, and just kind of look and say, okay, was it weather related? Did we run it an extreme amount? Was there a toilet leaking, or is it potentially an irrigation leak? Obviously, a visual inspection and a walk around as you run those cycles can help, you know, save a lot of damage, because now we're in a situation, for instance, on the example I gave before, where we've got a restoration company over there. We've got, you know, sump pumps, you know, pumping that water out, fans running under there, cutting the vapor barrier to dry the ground below. So one of those situations where, you know, if you're doing a walk around visual check, that could definitely save a lot of time and money in that situation.
Yeah, rather than just turning them on and saying, no, they were good when I set them last year, and turn them on and let's go to Canada this weekend.
Absolutely. Probably not the greatest way to go about it. And then the and then number two on my list, which came up on a number of home inspections the last week and some different office buildings we were selling and doing inspections and feasibility on, and that is, it is definitely time of year to give your AC system a checkup. A lot of people will say, like, gosh, you know, I don't even start my AC until it gets to 90 because the nights cool off enough and it's fine. I tell you what happens that week that it does get to 90, the AC companies are just obliterated with calls and emergencies. Now would be the time where the weather's still relatively cool. It is getting warm enough on those days we get to 85 where you can test the system. So toss a new filter in there, run a quick test of the system, make sure that it's cooling properly so that you have time. It's not a big deal right now, you know, oh yeah, I'm going to, you know, give Total Energy a call or give Campbell a call or give Bruce a call. You know, I'm gonna give them a call now. If there's a problem now, you're going to be okay next week when it's, you know, hopefully it stays low 80s. It's much more difficult and uncomfortable to be working on that system when it's 99 or 100. So run it through the cool mode. Stick a new filter in there because we've come through that spring dust storms and stuff that's kicked up. You don't want your system to be working harder than it has to. And do a quick test. And one of the easiest things you can do is if you have a thermometer or you happen to have one of those temperature guns that you might use for work, is that the air coming out of your vents should be 14 to 20 degrees colder than the air going in your return vents. So that's a real easy check to see if your system is working efficiently. And so that's kind of a rough rule of thumb that they use in inspection reports that we get. And it's one of the biggest items we see this time of year as the market starts to heat up, is a request for those systems to be cleaned and serviced. If you've not had that done in the last 6 months, you're likely gonna see a home buyer want to test those things. And it's a major, major system in the house, and so a lot of attention gets paid to it. If you put your house on the market and you have a dirty air filter, when they do the inspection, guarantee they're going to ask for it. Now, if you have a clean air filter in there and you have a sticker that says it was serviced 3 months ago and the temperature differential is in that realm, then you're probably going to be fine and not get a request. Even if your system is 15, 16 years old, if it can show that it's been serviced and it's operating effectively, you're going to save yourself potentially a lot of hassle with repair requests during that inspection time period.
Right, because there's not a reason to call it out.
Absolutely. And sometimes you dig into these systems and if there's a reason to call it out, what's going to happen, and just from a pure liability standpoint, if an AC guy comes to your house and your system is 15 or 16 years old, and, you know, different people might argue with me about this and different companies might argue with me about this, but there's almost going to be a professional obligation to tell you that with a system 15 or 16 years old, that it could likely fail anytime, or especially sometime in the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you think a buyer, especially a first-time home buyer, is going to react to that news? They're going to freak out about it. And yeah. So the difference of having that conversation versus the conversation of appears to be functioning, looks like the temperature differential is good and the filter's clean, seems like a well-maintained system. So that's my number one and two on what to deal with in the house as the weather starts to heat up. We're coming up on our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mike Denslow with Home Street about what's going on over there and give a couple more of the hot real estate tips.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been kind of using the weather to gauge our theme here and talking about some tips and tricks when it starts to heat up around here. Seeing some temperature around 85 degrees and liking that for sure. And being able to show houses later at night, kind of pushing some transaction numbers up around here. So we've been really, really busy on the real estate side. A lot of new inventory coming on the market, which is exciting. Been able to put some of our buyers in houses the last 2 weeks that have been looking for a couple months. So loving that. But Mike, what do we need to know as things heat up over on the lending side?
Well, you were talking in the first segment and all I could hear is proactive, proactive, proactive. And I think I've mentioned that before on my segment. And again, it keeps happening. Last week, you know, people got in the realtor's car and put an offer in on a house and, oh, I thought you were pre-approved and you better call Mike. Okay, so they call me and their credit isn't exactly what they thought it was. And, oh, that co-signed cell phone bill that you thought always got paid got turned into collection and you've never heard about it. I mean, just there is a million and one things that can happen to damage your credit and you might not have any idea. And I had two last week that we're still working through. And what I said is just if you looking to buy, let's start talking as soon as possible.
Well, Mike, that's really great advice. And actually, I had this talk that could have been a client from our office just because I had this talk with my agents earlier in the week. And I think that is really good advice. And I think it's hard because I think sometimes in our society, there's a no-no or a cloud around talking about finances. And that just can't be the case when it comes to buying a house and getting a mortgage. Many, many times clients will say to us, we'll ask them about, hey, you know, this market's hot. Like when we find a property, there'll be three offers on it. We need to get it in probably within an hour of you looking at a property in this type of market. So I'll say to people, hey, do you have your pre-approval letter? Did you talk to Mike? I had sent you over their information. They're like, no, I'm fine. Really, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. And you want to say to him, okay, I get that. But one of the ways I put it is I said, you really have to look at it like you're going to the doctor for your broken arm. And when you walk into the doctor's office and you're like, hey, doc, I broke my arm, that is very similar to us hearing somebody in the real estate market who has not gotten pre-approved said, I'm fine. Because when you go into the doctor and you say, hey, doc, I broke my arm, he doesn't say, oh, my gosh, you're seriously. Well, let's just get you back here on the table and cut that baby open. And that's not what he does. He orders an X-ray. And so, mm-hmm. Mike, on the lending side, when you call him or talk to him before you put the offer in on the house, Mike orders an X-ray. And so this is what I was talking
X-ray on your credit.
To my agents about. And I said, I guarantee you the doc is not just going to rush you back there and cut your arm open. Okay. And so it's the same type of deal where, yeah, the X-ray on the credit is you, before you make that offer and go to surgery, as I say, Mike, you need to make sure you're prepped and,
yeah.
and know what you're going getting into.
Credit, income, asset, CIA.
Yeah.
It always comes back to that. And, I thought I was going to get a gift and now I'm not getting a gift. Oh, I thought my credit was better. Another one is income averaging. Let's say, I've been on this job for a year and half of my income comes from commission. I make plenty of money. Oh, well, depending on the program, we're going to have to average that income. What did you claim on taxes? I mean, there's just every different client is different and there's different programs and there's just no reason to not talk about that as soon as you think that, hey, I think I want to buy a house this year.
Well, Mike, that makes a lot of sense, and I can't thank you enough for, you know, making the process easy. Also, I think that's the other thing that can trip people up sometimes when the market starts to heat up and things move quick is generally you're going to be able to figure this out pretty quickly with today's technology and submitting things and email and stuff. I think people will find to run that through and get together with you. It's not that bad of a process.
Well, what I like to do is educate and then recommend and then let them choose. I had some people come in, had a lot of debt, and they're selling a house and they wanted to put a huge amount down on the next house. And I talked to them about, well, why don't you pay off this debt and put down a little bit less? And then your monthly cash flow is going to be better with a slightly larger house payment, but all this debt gone away. And they just kind of looked at me and was like, wow, nobody's ever even brought that up before.
That's awesome. And just looking at somebody's whole picture can really change things.
Absolutely. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy helping people. I enjoy educating them so that they can be involved in the process rather than just saying, here's your rate, here's your payment. That's it.
Mike, that's awesome, and that's really good advice, and that's really where it starts with us, too, on the real estate side. We've had a lot of calls with people in the last week, a lot of consultations where we've gone out, and people have asked us, what's the price right now on the house? I am thinking about selling, or I've had this rental for a couple of years, and I'm thinking about selling. Do you think I should redo the countertops? Do you think I should put carpet in? What's going to maximize my value? So if you're thinking about selling, I think a lot of people would be surprised at the price they can sell their home for right now if you haven't looked in the last 3 to 5 to 6 months. I used to say 3 to 5 years. Now I can say 3 to 5 to 6 months. I think you might be surprised about what you could sell for. We would love to be on your list. Get one of our listing specialists out there to help you make that evaluation. And I've got some great inventory right now, which is shocking at times. I'm still surprised that we have some amazing homes available, but it's that time of year with the heat coming, with homes looking better. Pick number one, 6102 Spirea Drive in West Richland. We just listed this 3-bed, 2-bath with a den Rambler in West Richland, 1784 square feet, tiled entry, vaulted ceilings, gas fireplace, really nice, big, fully fenced backyard, and that is coming in priced at $285,000. And folks, that's right at our average price point right now for Tri-Cities. There are not many homes like that still available in that price point. Pick number two, 3104 Cathamine Court in Pasco, 6 bedrooms, 3-bath tri-level home with a swimming pool. We talked about heating up, Mike. I told you I was going to bring you a swimming pool to cool off in there.
Oh, yeah.
This is a large lot, just one block to the river, 3,367 square feet, hardwood floors, lots of space for everyone, large living room with custom fireplace that opens to the dining room, updated kitchen with granite counters, stainless steel appliances, super, super nice property, fully fenced, private backyard, large pergola covering the patio. They've done major updates, new roof, tankless water heater, and then you've got an oversized heated and insulated garage, and that's coming in at $467,900. Great, great location. And then pick number three, people ask ask us for this type of property all the time. Beautiful panoramic views. This is out just by Eltopia, and it is a 3-bed, 2-bath Rambler on 4.4 irrigated acres, 1,722 square feet. And so you've got irrigated acreage, stick-built, beautiful, newer Rambler, newer exterior paint, and it has got that split bedroom design. So you've got privacy for the one bedroom, the other two away from it. You've got private master suite with walk-in closet, dual sink vanity, and just minutes to area lakes for recreation. You can go fishing. You can have some of your own land out there. That's coming in at $360,000. I mean, Mike, if you come to me and say, okay, I want a smaller Rambler on irrigated land, you know, sometimes I roll my eyes and I'm like, yeah, so does everybody, you know. But this, I mean, this is a fantastic property. So, guys, there's some great inventory coming online, and this is the time of year where we start to get those type of properties. So I'm super, super excited about that. One last tip when we talk about things heating up. I always bring this up every year. I go back to my notes and I still surprise myself a little bit. But if you use ceiling fans, this is the time of year where your fan, you need to change the direction of your fan.
And dust off the blades.
Yes. So generally, in winter months, your fan rotates clockwise, and that helps distribute heat that's risen. But in summer, your fan should be running counterclockwise, and that gets a breeze going through the house. So take a look up there. Is your ceiling fan going counterclockwise? If it is and you didn't change it, sorry, you messed up the whole winter. But if it's counterclockwise, you're good to go. Most of the newer models have a switch on the bottom. The little black button or switch changes the direction of the fan. So,
folks, Lance, I have never heard of that. That is incredible.
You don't think of these things.
No.
That's why
I'm going to go home and check because I'm curious.
You do.
OCD moment.
You
here.
Do want to check on that OCD moment. Well, folks, if you need anything at all, go to KenmoreTeam.com. Shoot us a message. Thank you for all your referrals over the last month. We've started to see an uptick of radio listener referrals and evaluations of your homes. We appreciate the referrals and the trust in earning your business. So, and you can also, if you need to get a hold of Mike Denslow at Home Street, shoot us a message at KenmoreTeam.com. We'll get you over there. And we'll be right back here talking real estate next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.